Shalom, shalom, holy friends. Here we are about to embark on a journey through the Sefer B'nai Machshava Tova. B'nai Machshava Tova is an unbelievable Sefer that was written as a specific guide to build a community. What does a positive Jewish community look like? How are we pushing forward? How are we growing? How do we hold ourselves accountable to make sure that we're on an upward trajectory spiritually and not just Yotzi Zayin, I have my checklist, but how do we really hold ourselves accountable in regards to communal growth? The Piazetzna Rebbe, Kolonimus Kalman Shapiro, he was born in 1889 and was tragically killed in the Holocaust in 1943. The style of the Sefer is unusual. A typical Hasidic Sefer will go through often by Parsha or by holiday or by date and let you know, here are some ideas on this particular topic. What the Piazetzna Rebbe does is he goes through by os, by letter, literally outlining what is necessary for a great community, what is necessary for the B'nai Machshava Tova, which literally means people of good thought. Translating that title smoothly into English is not a simple feat. And perhaps the most powerful idea of the entire Sefer is that these chaburas, these communities that the Rebbe wanted to set up all throughout Poland, never were able to actualize because the Nazis, Yimach Shemo, took his life too soon. So when it is that we learn this Sefer, it's as if we're fulfilling those words of the Rebbe, we're bringing back that which was lost before the Holocaust, and as opposed to focusing on the tragedies of the Holocaust, we're able to look into pre-war Poland, some of the most beautiful ideas, the deepest Jewish community. So by learning this Sefer, I feel it's almost as if an act of resistance against the negative forces, against people that are trying to wipe out the Jews. Every time they try, the world needs to know, we're coming back. We're coming back strong. So here we go. It's time to dive into the Sefer. We're beginning on page 7 of our Sefer, which outlines the goal of these groups. Seder Mataras Achevra. Mataraseinu Eino Chadasha Ve'acheres, Masher Mataras U'Sheifus Kol Yish Yisrael. Our goal is not new. It's not different than any other goal or desire of any Jew in all of history. Ki ritzoneinu mataraseinu heim la'avodes Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avram Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov. Our desire and our goal is to be able to serve God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Avodatama, avodashleima, b'chol avir gufeinu v'nafshaseinu, b'chol chud negufeinu v'chol nitzos v'nafshenu, lo yatzim echutz l'kdushas Hashem ha'chofefes, aleinu mekifo osanu. With a simple service and a complete service, and with every single limb of our body and limb of our soul, and every thread of our body and every spark of our neshama, we don't want to leave that holy space where the holiness of Hashem hovers over us and completely surrounds us. The Rebbe, rather poetically, is talking about being all in. Aval avinu avaracham amrachem aleinu v'hayir v'libeinu nitzay tzvetzan v'das. That it's not enough for us, says the Rebbe, to be an Eved ben Shifcha, to be an Eved, to be a slave who's the son of a maidservant. And we see all throughout rabbinic literature the idea of being a slave to Hashem, and sometimes that's an incredible level, sometimes that's something else. We have to figure out what exactly is he talking about. He's saying it's not enough to be that, says the Rebbe. Shoyved gamkin lamelech rak shavoidaso hi achar harachayim harachoyk min amelech. Mostly that this servant is very far from Hashem. Right? You have, let's say, a gardener who's trimming the rose bushes on the outside of the outside gates. You're a servant, but you're not really part of the king's experience. You're not in there. As the varav eno shomeu mezivo eno neneu misaneg. When the king speaks, you can't hear him, and you can't experience the king's radiance, and you can't really enjoy that which the king has to offer. You're not in the middle of the Knights of the Round Table, having those huge drumsticks, and really being in there, appreciating all that the king has to offer. You're way on the outside. Avoid the shehi b'skira samayach v'tumtum alev. And that one's service is like a closed mind and a confused heart. Meaning, I know that I work for the king, but it's not so simple. I don't feel really connected. I'm not in the middle. I'm way, way outside. I have my checklist of Yiddishkeit. I have the things that it is that I'm supposed to do. I did this, check. I did this, check. But I don't feel like I'm all in. I feel like I'm doing things because there's a checklist, not because I'm so excited to be part of this unbelievable experience. I have a checklist. I'm a servant. I have the checklist that my master gave me, and I'll just get things done that I need to get done. No, 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 says the Rebbe. Here's what needs to happen. V'ratzoneinu, v'chukoseinu, heim lios b'chinas ben. We have to feel like a son of the king, not a servant who's on the outskirts of the palace, but like the king's own son. And he brings the pasuk, banim atem l'shem alikechem. Hashem calls us, the Jewish people, his children. That makes us royalty. If you're the son of the king, you are the prince. To live as the prince is a very, very different life than living as the gardener of the rose bushes on the outskirts of the outskirts of the outskirts of the gate. That when we're involved in learning and davening and the mitzvos, we should feel a closeness to God. Like a son who hasn't seen his father for many, many years, and he's finally calling out to him, Tati, Tati, I haven't seen you for years, Tati, I'm so excited. There's a deep sense of yearning that this son has for his father. And with us today, there are times when we feel that way, that ultimate high, that super connection to Hashem. There are times on our calendar when we feel really, really tapped in. For example, at the climax of Ebbing on 2019 Fall Summit West Coast NCSY Regional, you feel totally tapped in. That first time a bar mitzvah boy puts on his tefillin, feels so excited at the very end of Yom Kippur, the end of Ne'ilah. Hashem Hu Elokim, we're in. There's an excitement. Shemiz gagas alav kol yom b'chol alayla, that this desire should really be on him all day and all night, not simply at those certain times when I'm excited, when I'm at that shalosh shittos with the Rebbe, but no, all day and all night, we should feel this closeness. Ritzo, Namisa, Namisa Sanefesh, Bishtab, Chusa, Elchik, Avinu Shabashamayim. That there's a running and literally a melting, and this soul that's melting and that's pouring out into literally the chest, but the embrace, the big hug from our Father in Heaven. And that is what our daily experience is supposed to be. The Rebbe's trying to tell us that it is not, chas v'shalom, supposed to be a checklist where we check, 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 and every once in a while we feel this nice feeling of love and warmth and excitement and like I'm your child. No, no, no. It's supposed to be all day love, all day closeness, all day excitement, all day, like my first experience at the Kotel. That's supposed to be our experience all day long. It is not supposed to only be that when we involve ourselves in mitzvahs, that's when I feel the closeness. Or when I involve myself in learning, that's when I feel the closeness. But rather, tamid, always, we're supposed to have a strong and clear connection and sense of child-parent relationship, that real love and closeness on a constant basis, not simply when I happen to get the inspiration. Once we're tapped in, we can reach this level of being able to overcome our senses, and it shouldn't be that our natural senses get confused by our desires and by our thoughts, and that we say, this world is what you see, and what you feel is what you feel. But knowing that there's something much deeper, just because I see something or feel something, doesn't mean that's the end all be all. There's more than just the physical world. That our normal senses should be able to be subdued by our thought and our heart. It's tapped in always, not just that, oh, here's this physical reality and therefore I'm limited by that, but I'm tapped in, so I'm not held down. I'm constantly able to see the holiness of God. That my experience in this world is as if I'm sitting in Gan Eden every single moment. And this is the goal of our chevra. The goal of our chevra is not just to have more people doing more mitzvot. That's nice, and that's a level, but that's not what we're shooting for. You can see very clearly how our chevra and our goals fall perfectly in line with that of the Piazetzner Rebbe. The goal of our work is not to pass out to-do lists so that people can check off boxes. The goal of our work is to create a relationship, a father-son relationship, a prince and king, princess and king relationship. We should remember this goal as we're dealing with our own challenges in Avodas Hashem, with our communal challenges, with the challenges of our students, and remember that it's all about building a non-stop relationship, tapping into that excitement at every moment, not just a couple on the calendar. Looking forward to continuing to dive in B'nei Machshava Tova in the next installment. Wishing everyone a beautiful week.